For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone? It's Denise Salcedo, and I'm very excited to introduce to you my guest for today. She is none other than WWE's own Peyton Royce. What's up, Peyton?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm really excited to talk to you here today, especially ahead of the Royal Rumble. So let's just go ahead and dive right into it. It's the most exciting pay-per-view of the year. What are your thoughts heading into the Rumble this year?
I'm so excited. This is my favorite pay-per-view. Aside from WrestleMania, this has always been my favorite pay-per-view. So the fact that I get to be a part of it, I'm just so excited. I have to like pinch myself at times like this. It's like, I dreamt of moments like this since I was a little girl. So to be in it is just incredible.
I know. And I can only imagine, like, you know, it's very exciting to like, A, have your number hit. And then all of a sudden, like, you're out. Like, what are you thinking like moments before? Like, okay, like, this is my time to go out there. And, you know, you go out there and show the world what you can do.
Yeah, exactly. And especially when we have an audience. I remember I've only been in one other Royal Rumble, but just like the nerves and the feeling like right before you go out, you know, your number's about to hit and then your music plays and the crowd just goes crazy. And it's the most insane feeling. And I just, in that moment, I just want to get out there and just go in and make a statement and be known I'm here and I am coming to win.
Exactly. And you mentioned the fact that you've been in one other Rumble before. So kind of tell us about what, like, A, what's the funnest part of being in the Rumble and also what the most challenging part is, because it's totally different from being in a singles match and a tag team match. Tell us about that.
I mean, I feel like you just constantly have to have eyes in the back of your head because, you know, if you're in there long enough, there's also so many other women in there who are just trying to take advantage of any opportunity. So kind of got to keep your back to the ropes and eyes forward and like, you know, just watch everything. And that can be hard, especially when you've got someone on you or if you're trying to eliminate someone and then someone comes up behind you and it's super overwhelming as well. You're trying to stand out. I'm trying to like have, you know, a great performance and get to WrestleMania, but just the sheer amount of women in there, it is very overwhelming.
You got to be a really good multitasker, I think, at that point, right? So, Peyton, you know, technically the Rumble for the women, I believe we're heading into the fourth ever now. So it's still fairly new when you compare it against the men. So what's the vibe like for the women backstage to like, A, like just, you know, really go out there and put on a hell of a Rumble so that you can really go and compete against the men and get the fans talking like, hey, I really enjoyed the women's Rumble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly what it is. The women just want to show up and show out and do the best we can. And like you said, have people talking about us. This is still new and we want it to continue on for the rest of time. So that's what it is. All the women kind of just want to put on the best show we possibly can.
Amazing. And how do you feel about like, you know, usually for the women's Rumble and even for the men's, we get a lot of, you know, surprises. Like when you see some of the surprises, like, do you get like excited, like as a fan too?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like, oh, it's just crazy. Cause I watched so many of these women on TV growing up and then to share a ring with them in the Royal Rumble. I feel like I'm just like a fan sitting in the crowd and it's so exciting. And then, but then I'm like, oh my gosh, I could actually eliminate this person.
You're like, what? Like I'm eliminating someone that I grew up watching, I admired. And now all of a sudden, you know, we're in the same ring and you know, every woman for herself sort of deal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So Peyton, you know, we talk about the Royal Rumble in terms of like, man, it can really skyrocket somebody into that next, you know, get her and, you know, get man or woman into that championship belt scene. Tell us what it would mean to you to win the Royal Rumble.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it would be a dream come true in and of itself. But to know that win will take you to a WrestleMania championship match, it's just, I mean, that's on my bucket list. I gotta win the Royal Rumble. I have to. I feel like I really need that breakout performance so that I can get myself into the top level, which I've been trying to get to for so many years now. And I feel like that's the way I'm going to be able to do it. To win Royal Rumble and then to have a championship match on WrestleMania in the same year, what more can you ask for?
Exactly. The whole, like, the dream package, especially not only that, also knowing that now women can be the main event at WrestleMania. That must also be exciting, you know, just knowing that you can grab that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy for the women who were able to do that 2 years ago. And they just, you know, they set the path for us. Now it is possible. And it's not like, oh, what men's match is going to main event WrestleMania. It's just like, who's going to main event WrestleMania? Is it going to be a women's match? Or is it going to be, you know, a male match?
A male match. We're going to call it that.
It's exciting to know that there's just more, it's more exciting. You don't know what it's going to be.
Exactly. So now, speaking of, you don't know what it's going to be or what or anything, and just like this journey that you've been on, I obviously have to circle back and talk about the Iconics, because you guys, you know, have officially been, or well, recently been separated. Yeah. And so I kind of wanted to get in your brain and ask you what it's like to go from being, you know, part of a duo, having your best friend, they're kind of going along this journey with somebody right next to you, and now that's no longer there. So what are the challenges in terms of, is it more liberating for you, or how do you feel?
So I thought at first it was going to be liberating because, you know, we had been a team our whole WWE careers and I absolutely loved our time together, but I was looking at the silver lining when it happened. I was like, okay, how can I make the best of this opportunity? Because it is what it is. It's an opportunity to go out and see what I can do on my own. That happened late last year and I feel like I'm still trying to find my footing on my own. Billy is my tag team partner in real life. She's my best friend. So to not have her with me, even just at work, where we work on separate days now, she's just my support system that I feel like I have lost. And I'm trying to rebuild that within myself. I'm trying not to rely on somebody else for that. So it has been really tough. I'm so happy for her. She's absolutely killing it on SmackDown right now. She's a comedic genius and she's just thriving. And I hope that I can get there too.
Exactly. And like, you know, every time a tag team, you know, separates or anything like that, you know, you always have people saying, like, you know, sharing their two cents of what they think is going to happen with this member, what they think is going to happen with that member. How do you tune that out and just stay the course and say, like, okay, this is the vision I have of myself. How can I bring this forth for the WWE universe to essentially see?
Yeah, I think that's basically what you said. You have to tune it out and you have to trust the process and trust your vision and know that you just have to trust yourself that you're taking the steps to get to what you want to present to be on your own for the WWE universe. They are a very passionate fan base, which I absolutely love. So every Monday and every Friday evening, we always get the tweets. We should put the Iconics back together, and hopefully one day we will be able to do that. But for right now, I think it's important for both of our careers that we do try and find ourselves on our own.
Yeah, like I said, I think it can be very exciting because, you know, like, you don't know what can come of it. Like, you can discover something new in yourself that maybe you didn't even know about.
Totally, totally. And she's just as my friend, she's always brought me up. She's always, like, made me laugh and been there for me. So now I have to do that on my own, which I feel like I just have to grow up, you know?
You're like, I gotta put my big girl pants on. I was like, there's that one Fergie song, The Big Girls Don't Cry. And I don't know. I always think of that song whenever, you know, life gets rough and you gotta, you know, get back up there. So, you know, Peyton, I have to ask you know, you mentioned that Billy is your best friend, obviously, but, and you're not working on the same days anymore. How do you guys make time for each other to still, hey, chat and make sure you still have that bond?
Yeah, honestly, we text every single day. We train together at night. We still go to ring training together. We still do catch ups. You know, last week we went out for lunch together. We were training together last night. We've been texting each other this morning. There's no stopping us. Like, you cannot get in between Billy and I.
That's amazing. What did you think? I did have to ask, because this was very, very cute. What did you think of her coming out with the Riot Squad and essentially being dressed up all, you know, punk Billy'd out?
Yeah. I mean, it made me laugh, which is what she always does. Even before the world really got to know who she is, she I always said she's the funniest person I know. So she's just being Billy. That's who she is. That's who I know. And she's probably, you know, the riot squad are the reason that we were torn apart. So she's probably trying to like mend her broken heart, I would say that way.
Well said. And Peyton, for looking out at 2021, I mean, really anything can happen. We talked about, you know, winning the Royal Rumble, et cetera. What are some of your goals within the company?
I mean, that's it. My first and foremost, I want to be Raw Women's Champion. So this is a fantastic opportunity this week for me to win the Royal Rumble and have that opportunity. That is at the forefront of my goals. That's what I want. I want to be Women's Champion, and I'm not going to give up until I do.
Amazing. So now, Peyton, I do want to go ahead and jump into our lightning round portion of this interview. So this is a game that I do with everybody. It's usually the funnest part. You know, I ask you 10 questions about yourself, just random stuff, and go ahead and answer them however you may please. And let's go ahead and do it. So are you guys ready for the lightning round with Peyton Royce? Here we go. Question number one, name a TV show that you can rewatch over and over again.
Friends.
Yes. Question number two. If you could wake up tomorrow and excel at one thing, what would it be?
Singing.
Question number three. If you could invade any celebrity's closet, whose would it be?
Maurice.
Oh, yes. Question number four. If you're writing a tour guide for Australia, what are the top places you recommend people to visit?
Great Ocean Road in Victoria, Bondi Beach in Sydney. That's all I can think of.
Cool. You'll finish the tour guide. It's perfectly fine. Question number five. What was your reaction to Gordon Ramsay's reaction of your fairy bread?
It's exactly what I expected, unfortunately.
Question number six. What is your go-to movie theater or sporting event snack?
Oh, popcorn.
Nice. Question number seven. Favorite animated character?
Animated. Pokemon.
Oh, that's Pikachu. Cute. Pikachu. Pikachu. Yeah. Question number eight. What is your favorite city to travel to when you're on the road?
We went to Singapore a couple years ago and I absolutely loved being there.
Question number nine. If you could learn any other language, which would it be?
Sign language.
And last question, question number 10, window, middle, or aisle seat on an airplane?
Oh my gosh, this is a thing. I need the window because I get physically sick if I can't see out. I get like motion sickness. So if I cannot see out the window, I'm not a fun roommate.
You're like, this isn't gonna work. I gotta get the view, gotta get the comfort. It's just so much better. Yes. Oh, perfectly. Peyton, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with me. Before we go, where can people find you on social media? Feel free to plug in anything you'd like.
I am Peyton Royce WWE on Instagram, Twitter, and I'm Peyro from the Block on TikTok, which I should probably start using a bit more again. those three.
TikTok can be seriously addicting though. Like so really addicting.
It really is.
Awesome. Well, Peyton, it was really nice talking to you. I'll be rooting for you Sunday at the Rumble. Guys, do not forget to check out the Royal Rumble this Sunday on the WWE Network. I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Peyton Royce. Do not forget to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel for more interviews like this one. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.